what we're doing here. We come perhaps to practice, to learn, to develop meditation, and this is part of what we're doing here. Sometimes it seems there are many things that make it difficult to do or to practice the meditation in the way we would think or like it should happen. Heat, noise, cold, lots of people, wrong language, right language, can't hear it, too quiet language, too noisy speaker. All these things can seem like obstacles, challenges. If we think the meditation is the only thing we are here to learn, and that the meditation is mostly about just getting quiet and peaceful, this is difficult. So there are conditions in any situation, conditions that are supportive, like the sense of community, the very fact we have cushions to sit on. You think it's difficult? If we take away these conditions of cushions, much more difficult. Some places I've been in Asia, cushions not allowed. It's hard. So we have some supportive conditions, some challenging conditions. What we are engaged in here is not just meditation in relationship to conditions, but a practice that includes encountering conditions and meditation practice together. So that what is possible here to learn and discover is not something that comes just from doing the meditation very well or, quote, successfully, but from experiencing and examining the totality of what is here, including meditation and conditions, supportive conditions, difficult conditions. This is what we call the practice. So there is a practice of meditation, which is part of it, but there is a practice of freedom, of peace, of wisdom, of compassion, that must include everything. Because if we do not include everything, it doesn't make so much difference in our life. And here, the practice is to include everything, even the things we find difficult. And we've spoken about this in different ways already, but I just want to name it once more, very clearly, like this. So, in the hall, we like to ask you to leave the air conditioning on unless we, that's the teachers and managers, decide we turn something off. Maybe that's not a problem for most. Maybe for some. So we get to do this. You don't. Sorry. But that's how we like it to be. Or else one says yes, one says no. On, off, up, down. The sense of wanting to be in control, of wanting to be able to make a difference in the outer conditions, has its place, is appropriate some of the time. But here, if we are interested in freedom, we must be interested and willing to let go of that control, to take the risk that it will not always be easy, comfortable, or as I like it to be. So just noticing how that lands for you. also, before, again, the formal meditation, I just want to say again and clearly, please to respect the request that we ask that you come at the beginning of the sitting, and if you come, that you stay until it's finished, for supporting everyone. It's important. If you are busy somewhere else, even a group or an interview or something you must do, and you cannot come at the beginning of the sitting, please do not come in the middle of the sitting. Find a place outside. There are the rooms we have the group meetings in. You can find one of these and go and sit there. So we start to really support a steadying, a quieting, a stilling within the space that we share. Sometimes Lila, Iran, and myself, we are leading a group or have an interview one-to-one, and we cannot come on time. And then we must come late because otherwise the sitting will go on all day. And we think probably you prefer we come in late. But that's why we do it. So otherwise we would say, no, I can't come in now too. Huh? If it's difficult to stay because of pressure in your experience, something painful, difficult, maybe just to stand up or change your posture. Maybe relax. Let your body rest a little. If you can stay, it will really be helpful for yourself and for the group. And only if it's really an emergency, and I mean, you know, something dangerous will happen. Not just, I don't like it, but actually, maybe, you know, my bowels will explode. This is so, it's an emergency, it counts. Yeah? And to see, can we do this with kindness for ourselves? Not like tight, rigid rules. I must not, I cannot. But more, what can I learn here in this? To say, I will stay here. The Buddha, before his awakening, when he came to the place, the tree, now the Bodhi tree, the tree of wisdom and awakening, he said something in his heart and to himself, which I'd like to share with you. Having journeyed for many years, practicing, seeking, searching in different ways, at times he was working very hard to develop very deep, deep, deep concentration. And he succeeded in this, but realized that it did not bring freedom. It did not bring what he sought to his heart, to his mind, to his life. Although it was good, it was not the fulfillment of his wish to know what could be known for a human being of freedom, of peace, of liberation. And he also practiced very, very hard to overcome his body by giving it no food. And he saw that this also was not useful, not helpful, to fight against his body. Earlier in his life, he had lived a comfortable life with many pleasures. And he realized this too did not resolve or bring him what he wished for. So he came to this place by a tree, and reflecting with himself, in himself, he came to express his intention. And I find it very beautiful, very powerful. He said, as he took his seat under the tree under which he would come to awakening. But at that time, he could not have known for sure this would be so. He sat under this tree and he said to himself, I will not move from this place until I have understood and realized what it is that can be realized by a human being. What is the deepest understanding, awakening, that a human being can understand and awaken to? He said, though my bones turn to dust, though my blood runs dry, I will not move from this place until I have realized, understood what can be realized by a human being, by human endeavor and engagement. So I find this inspiring and powerful. Sometimes it may even be a little scary or challenging to contemplate this. I will not move from this place, this seat, though my bones turn to dust, though my blood runs dry, until I have realized what can be realized by human endeavor. So here we are engaged in the practice that the Buddha discovered and taught, coming from what he discovered and realized under that tree. In our practice, we are asked not to move from this place. Now, that doesn't mean that you must now attach yourself to this cushion and on Saturday afternoon when we finish the retreat, only then can you leave. And we stay here until then, obviously. The place we are talking about is the experience we are in, the sense of here-ness, of now-ness, of this-ness that's happening. This is the space, we could say the field of our life, the space of our experience, and it is equally the gateway of our awakening, of our liberation, while at the same time it is the field in which we are at times stretched and at times squeezed. And this is part of the process. This is part of the cooking. It's like when you bake bread, you put it in the oven. It's hot. You know what happens if you keep taking the bread out of the oven? Every few minutes, what happens to the bread? It doesn't cook so well. It's not so easy to eat. So we leave it in the oven. We let ourselves cook. Maybe not such a good metaphor here. But maybe exactly a good metaphor. Huh? So coming again into your body in the meditation, letting the focus become more inward. As we continue in this practice, we are finding a balance between focusing, steadying, stabilizing the attention, the mind, the heart, by again and again returning, reconnecting, allowing ourselves to rest in the experience that is right here. This body sitting, breathing, the sense of resting on the earth, the ground, upright, and yet at ease, relaxed so far as we can be. The breath flows in and out, just natural, organic process happening by itself, bringing the willingness to meet this experience. Taking place within our body. This breathing moves through every cell of the physicality we call body. This vibration, ripple and flow of in-breathing and out-breathing. Noticing also our bodies in the way we feel them, solidity or fluidity, firm or soft, warm or cool, still or moving. These are the things we feel in our bodies. Sometimes pleasurable, sometimes painful, sometimes neutral. Noticing also the sounds that come and go, these words, and this silence between them. Allowing what comes to come. Allowing what goes to go. More and more learning to rest in this simple knowing, meeting, embracing this moment, this experience, just as it is. Being conscious of whatever is revealed. Not trying to control or manipulate. Letting yourself be just as you are. When you hear the sound of the bell ringing, just listen as the sound arises and as it fades. And only when the sound has faded into the silence, then this meditation period is completed. So, just taking a moment if you need to adjust your posture. Just one or two more things I'd like to mention. Here in the meditation hall, when we have the air conditioning on, for some it's difficult that there is no fresh air coming in, but please, we ask to keep the doors and windows closed, because otherwise, in fact, we cannot heat the whole of Israel or cool down the whole of the Ein Dor with our small air conditioning units. And you know what happens if you have the window and door open when you have the air conditioning on. It doesn't really work. So we ask again the windows and doors be closed. And we realize we didn't speak with you specifically or in detail about the importance of letting go of reading and writing in the time that you're here. And I think mostly you understand this already, but just for clarity, it's really helpful to disengage from the world of words, of language, of the way in which we look for something from reading, and many good things we can read, but for now, leave reading aside, for sure. At the end of the retreat, you can pick up your books again. But for now, we learn to read our own heart and mind. And it is a beautiful language to learn to read. And here we will learn much more than any book, no matter how wise the book. Here in our hearts and mind, we will learn much more. Likewise with writing. Sometimes people want to take a little note of something that's said. If it's very brief, that's okay. But more important, to let yourself hear and feel the meaning of what is spoken. And trust that what's important will stay with you. It's recorded also so that you can listen to it again in the future if you wish. The recordings are available. And you can take them and make notes if you want then. Letting go of the world of words, which has its uses but its limitations, allows us to come closer to knowing for ourselves the truth that is not in words. The understanding that can be known, but not spoken. And this we are interested in here. Thank you.